Good morning, sowers. It is Saturday, May the 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. And if I'm not mistaken, May the 24th, in the Methodist world among us, is known as Aldersgate Day, the day on which John Wesley found his faith rising up into buoyant, powerful, convincing grace or saving grace, or they'll debate this till the cows come home, but it happened. A good thing happened on Aldersgate Street, where he went quite unwillingly, and in the hearing of Luther's preface being read, Luther's preface to the Romans of all things, Luther of all people, he said, "I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt that I knew that I," he didn't say it like this, but I think this is what he meant. "I knew that I knew that I knew that Jesus was mine and I was his." Okay, that's my translation. You can look up maybe we'll put it on Facebook today, the real story. Anyway, it is Aldersgate Day. It's perfect fitting entry we've got for it. But it's Saturday, and we got to consecrate. We got to offer ourselves for consecration to the Lord. Jesus he's ready. Are you ready? Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we are praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, who enfold us and indwell us. What more could we ask for? Amen. Our entry today is entitled Pathways to Progress in Faith. I know, kind of sounds like an infomercial. Let's see what we can do with it. Our text today is 1 John chapter 4, verses 13 through 16. Hear now the word of the Lord. This is how we know that we abide in him and he in us. He has given assurance to us from his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son as the world's Savior. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. And we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. The Christian life is like a stool supported by three legs. The three legs or witnesses are, number one, the historical, number two, the spirit, and number three, the community. All three witnesses are within 1 John 4, 13 through 16. Number one, the historical witness is external and objective. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son as the world's Savior. Number two, the witness of the Spirit is the internal and subjective experience of the objective reality. This is how we know that we remain in him and he in us. He has given assurance to us from his Spirit. And number three, the witness of the community is interpersonal and relational God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Faith is the crisis or confrontational turning point of belief, which leads to the process of experience, which becomes the demonstration of the truth in love. Bringing it home, identify where you are strong and where you need to grow. Ask yourself these questions. Let's begin with the empirical evidence. Do you struggle to fully embrace the orthodox and historical teaching of the love of God in Jesus Christ, as we have it in the Bible, in the creeds? If so, I encourage you to develop a daily practice of affirming the historic creeds of the church. Start with the Apostles' Creed. Try saying it aloud every morning for the next 28 days. How's that for rehab? Do you struggle with the inner witness of the Spirit, the experience of the love of God in Jesus Christ? If so, I encourage you to grow in your practice of the means of grace, reading Scripture, praying, and make it defined through posture, voice, time, clear through writing, etc. Fasting, which takes prayer to the next level of experience. Conferencing, processing experience and faith with other believers. We call that banding in our world. And taking communion, the Lord's Supper. Stop trying to understand it and instead posture yourself to behold the mystery of the Lord's Supper. Okay, that was number two. Do you struggle with the interpersonal expression or demonstration of the love of God in Jesus Christ in community? If so, I encourage you to grow in your focused intention. Literally, construct experiments whereby you do small and even hidden acts of loving service for other people. Remember the Ben Franklin Seed Club idea? Of course, there are thousands of others. Faith is the mysterious convergence of crisis and process and demonstration built on three corresponding kinds of evidence: empirical, experiential, and experimental. I know that's a thinker there. All of this, of course, is an artificial construct rather than a formula. We need handles on faith to grow in our discipleship. It doesn't just happen. Let's get on with the second half of the gospel. That's where the action is. Let this time be a new season to freshly consecrate yourself to Jesus in some tangible ways. The prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for the truth of the gospel. Thank you for the way the truth of the gospel can be known personally in my own experience. And thank you for the way the truth of the gospel can move from my experience to original expressions of the gospel to other people. This is a mystery and a miracle. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring it all to bear in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. We're journaling today. Where are you strong in your faith? Your understanding of the empirical, objective truth of Jesus and your embrace of such? Are you strong in your experience of Jesus? Abiding experience. Are you strong in your expression of Jesus in the world? Now, where are you weak? And how might you grow? How might you build on your strengths and grow in your weakness in these areas? We'll sing here in a second. My Hope Is Built. It's a classic one. It's perfect for today. Number 102. 102 in our seedbed hymnal, our great Redeemer's praise. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. There we go. That's that good old experimental, experiential, expressive word. We're going to sing it together. But, yeah, how's it going, guys? First John, we're now coming past. We're past the halfway point. We've crossed the valley, and we're back, headed back up the other side. You know, Easter, in fact, Easter, the whole season of Easter is a season of ascent. Let's see it like that. We Lent is that journey of descent all the way down. We started at the Mount of Transfiguration, and we came all the way down to the bottom of the bottom of the bottom, the cross, the crucifixion of the Son of God. And then Easter begins on the third day. He was raised from the dead. He arose from the dead, right? And Easter begins this ascent, this movement back up. But we're not clawing our way back up. We're actually being lifted. We're being compelled. And we're rising up with Jesus, right? Wake up, rise up, shine on. And this is taking us, we're in the 50 days, right? We know between Jesus' resurrection day and his ascension day, when he ascended into heaven, that's 40 days. And then 10 more days, the Holy Spirit comes on the day of Pentecost. That's the top of another mountain. And interestingly, Pentecost in the Hebraic tradition was the remembrance and celebration of the giving of the law. Where? On Mount Sinai. Isn't that amazing? The law given on Sinai. And so on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit is given, right? The great quote, I remember hearing it from Father Rennero Cantalamessa years ago when I met him and when he came to minister among us at Asbury Seminary, the chapel, when I was leading chapel. He said the law was given so that the Spirit might be desired. And the Spirit was given so that the law might be obeyed. Right? Jesus fulfilled the law. But by the Holy Spirit now, he fulfills it in and through us. And of course, he brought the law down to its singular clarity. Love one another as I have loved you. And this is what John is trying to get across to us. He keeps saying, we got to move from commands, plural, to command, singular. We got to move from the don't miss approach to the aim small approach. Love is the fulfillment of the law. And of course, the Holy Spirit, known in the early church as the flame, the fire of love. That's where we're headed. We're climbing up Mount Sinai, if you will, from the backside. And it's almost like we got an escalator, right? An escalator's just lifting us up there. And we're following Jesus. We're listening to him. We're letting John teach us through this remarkable sermon that he preached all these years ago. That's what this is. And it's Aldersgate Day. What a fitting connection. I mean, who could have planned this, the Holy Spirit? I didn't plan it. May the 24th? I think I'm right about that. But May the 24th, this is the day of the text, talks about the Spirit. He's given us assurance from his Spirit. And that's a lot of folks. I just want to encourage you today to ask him, would you just give me a deeper assurance that I know that I know that I know? That's a journey. That's a process. It's a crisis, but it's a process. And We're ready to sing. You ready? 102. My dad's not with me today. We'll get him back. I'm hearing from you. You want him back. I appreciate that. And let me tell you how much it delights his soul when I tell him that. He is so happy to hear it. He's like, well, let's sing some more. I'm okay, Dad. We're going to do it. Number 102. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ a solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ a solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Let's take it up a notch. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. I pushed it to the limit there, didn't I? I heard you out there. You had to take a deep breath to sing that last high note. Well, he heard it. That's what's important. Is Jesus heard it, and it lifted his spirits. How about that? And he's like, there, that one today, that's where I'm going. I'm going to go sow with them today, with you, with me, with us. So let's do some Saturday sowing. I want you to start making a list, okay? We got a big series coming up this summer on encouragement. I just want you to start just saying, Jesus, would you just start helping me make a list of who I want to be encouraging in the season ahead. Just start writing them down. Write them in your journal. Write them in your First John book. Write them wherever you can, even in your Bible. Just say, Jesus, who do you want to put on that list? And then just get quiet and still and write what comes. Write who comes. Let's start building that list. It's going to come in handy. And golly, is it ever going to be a blessing? So you might even see some of them today. Listen, get your seeds. I'll be looking for you. I'll be out there. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend. Leave us a rating and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.